All right, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Today we got a special guest. It's pretty cool. We got Billy Connor from Iowa, which was just kind of crazy. But it's pretty cool to have him here. So with Matt, I'm Nick.
Billy Connor.
And today we're just going to talk about real estate in Iowa and Billy's story and how he got into real estate and how he found us, because I think it's actually pretty awesome, power of the internet. So, Billy, what's your story, man?
Oh, man, it's a long one. You want to hear it?
Yeah, we want to hear it. I'm sure the listeners want to hear it, too.
I want to hear it.
Yeah, Matt wants to hear it.
Where do you want me to start?
Start.
First cigarette?
Yeah, sure.
I was 5 and my brother gave me a Marlboro Unfiltered.
Ooh. Powerful.
And I bet you don't smoke anymore.
I don't smoke, no. That's for sure. So, no, I've moved around. I've lived in Iowa most of my life, and lived in Missouri and St. Louis, and then lived in Iowa City for about 5 years, and then that's how I got my start. We had worked with an agent that worked with residents. So my wife was a resident, and I decided, oh, I can do that. And so I got licensed and then started to pursue that and side-hustled it and made a decent amount of money and then got my broker's license. And we just moved, so now I'm starting in a new market and trying to learn who's who and doing some prospecting. And that's kind of how I led into Bucky. I had a guy that had called me because a brokerage in the town that I'm in had referred him to me for management. So,
interesting, crazy. So let's talk about that market that you're currently in. So, you know, you said you traveled all over and you've landed in Decorah, Iowa.
Yep.
So talk to us a little bit about Decorah. What does Decorah have going on? You know, what are some of the draws and things like that? Yeah, let's talk about that for a little.
So Decorah is a small community in northeast Iowa. It's got about 7,500 people. Obviously, like every other community that's thriving, it has, you know, a few employers that really bring the community up. So I would say that Decorah's Mayo is Luther College, and then there's a few other great employers there, too, like Deco Products, Iowa Rotocast, Toppling Goliath.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite beer, actually, at my wedding, as a side note. My favorite beer is Toppling Goliath Pompeii, and no, that's not an ego thing. My last name is Pompeian. I am not Italian. But if you actually look at my last name, it actually is in the dictionary, and it says a person from Pompeii.
Yeah.
It's just a fun fact.
Pseudo Sue.
That's a good one, too. But Toppling Goliath is seriously the best. I love Toppling.
We got to bring you guys down there.
Oh, I would love to because I still haven't been there. But, yeah, for my wedding, we had kegs of Toppling Goliath.
Yeah, it's great.
Isn't there a museum there?
Yes.
I think I remember going there for, like, a field trip.
The Vesterheim National.
Oh. A national
Norwegian
museum. Oh.
Heritage Museum.
Wow.
So
that's really cool. Yeah, my memories of Luther College, I played piano, so I would go down to Luther every year and play in, it was called the Dorian Festival.
Sure.
I never made the afternoon recital, so I guess it shows how good of a piano player I was, but nonetheless, those were my visits.
I'll have to connect with the music department.
Yeah.
Right. If you look at their directory,
yeah,
that's the largest portion of their directory.
Well, I believe it.
Choral and
I believe it.
Band.
I believe
so
it.
It's a great community. It's all about, you know, the industry and what brings people to the community, and there's quite a bit that does so. And it's nestled in Winnesee County, so there's a lot of other stuff going on as well. There's a lot of other small towns around it that have, you know, a lot to offer, and there's a lot of farmers and agriculture. So with the academics, there's also non-academic industry as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I Decorah is a very, yeah, it's a really nice town. And it's friends that went down to Luther too. So, yeah, it is a really a great place. So your wife brought you to Decorah.
Yep.
And so what, I guess, Billy, let's go back a little bit. What got you interested in real estate? Since this is technically a real estate podcast, we do real estate. What got you interested? What got you thinking, hey?
I got interested. Somebody helped us buy a place, and you know, I felt like I could offer that service as well. So specifically to the demographic that we were in and the situation we were in. So, I mean, we had a bad situation and not a great, you know, situation in St. Louis when we first started working with real estate agents. And, you know, we had scheduled the time on Sunday and the guy didn't show up. And Emily's parents had drove from Iowa, which is, you know, 5-hour drive. And so then we had to figure it out from there. And then, so that's where it really started was.
So it was because you had, there was like a problem or you saw an issue with your specific
situation
with the industry and you thought I could do something better.
I can do better, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the beginning of it. And then we moved to Iowa City and then one of the physician's spouses was helping incoming residents. And I was like, oh, that's my pipeline. So I recognized the pipeline and just started to kind of feed off that. And it slowly grew. And you know, I was doing pretty well after the third year in Iowa City. So then we got a new community to move to. Emily got a new job. So we picked up, we moved. And so now I'm starting to build a pipeline and in Decora and property management. It's a part of that. There's a need there. So yeah, I actually just got my first property under management and got a tenant in it. So
that's huge.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
To make connections and he paid his first month's rent and his deposit and we deposited that in the trust account and it's great.
Yeah, that's half the battle right there.
Yeah, the rent. So, yeah.
It just starts with one, right? And then the dominoes fall.
So does Decora have a traditional college market like most communities that host a four-year school?
When you say that, do you mean is there an opportunity to rent housing there to students? Or
correct. Yeah.
So Luther, I think, sucks up the majority of that student housing market, but there's a lot still, you know, there's people that are working there, whether they're adjunct faculty, you know, full-time, they're coming to the town for a year or two. Vesterheim also attracts a lot of people. So, and then there's a lot of people that are coming back for the Decora experience 30 years later that want to be in Decora. They want to spend time in Decora. Decora has a lot of great restaurants. You know, it's got a lot of hiking. It's got single track mountain biking. It's got the Upper Iowa for kayaking.
So do you see a lot of short-term Airbnb?
There's a ton of short-term. And I've actually had people ask me about managing them, and I tell them I'm not quite ready to be a hotel manager.
Yeah.
But I could see that in the future as part of the management aspect. So, I like the idea of helping people and then also helping investors.
Yeah, for sure. So you've been more so on the residential side of things, and you know, you talk about investors. So the commercial side, that's mainly what we do, obviously. So it's always interesting to talk to a more residential-minded real estate professional. What about like the commercial side of things in Decora from, you know, what you know being a recent transplant, obviously, there, but what do you see there? Any opportunities and things like that?
There's a lot of opportunity. There's a fund that's coming into town. They're trying to do some redevelopment in downtown and build some condos and have some commercial space. And then, you know, there's always stuff coming and going. You know, not every business is successful. And you did learn that in commercial real estate. Right. So, you know, if you've got a good business and you do a good job and you make a good product and you serve your people, you'll probably be successful. So, you know, at any given time, there's usually somewhere that you can rent commercial space from. Downtown's got a pretty healthy commercial, you know, portfolio. And then there's also a strip mall that has some vacancies occasionally as well. But,
Is that on the outskirts a little bit of town?
That's on the outskirts off Highway 9.
Okay.
Has the downtown of Decora, what's the word I want to use? Like, have you seen that those buildings be updated and there's still kind of a small
there's
community old brick building?
There's a lot of brick buildings, and I would say, I mean, there's quite a bit going on. There's a lot of clothing stores, there's a lot of restaurants, and then, you know, that we've had some businesses that have left because of COVID. Then they're currently working on some redevelopment downtown, and that's part of that syndicate or fund that's trying to raise money to liven up the downtown. So I actually looked at all those, all the info for that and what it take to invest. And it's great. It's a great opportunity for Decor to reinvigorate. Investorheim's actually building a new museum downtown as well, which is going to be really cool. McGough's the general contractor, and they have subcontracted, I think, pretty much all local.
Oh, that's really great.
And then Decora is actually raising funds to build a daycare, and that's like an $8 or $10 million daycare.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Great for the community. You know, it's a good attraction to people, you know, to come to the community. You know, like I said, there's a good amount of industry that's there between the manufacturers and the academic institution.
Yeah, I mean, that's really key, especially for, you know, people that are looking to invest, obviously, is one of the biggest things that they look at, right, is the employment base and who's there. It sounds like, you know, it's pretty diverse.
Yeah.
You know, even for a town of 7,500, I mean, you got medical, you have academic, you have industry, you know.
Yeah.
Is there any manufacturing at all?
Yeah. Yeah. Stanley Fasteners, I mean, is there, which is basically DeWalt, DeWalt brand.
Yeah.
Deco Products, Iowa Rotocast, which is plastic. They make the Grizzly coolers. They make turkey blinds. They make like Gatorade coolers.
My gosh.
And there's a connection between Rotocast and Toppling. I'm not sure if they're brothers. Mind you, I'm still new to the town.
Hey,
so I'm just watching from the outside in and starting to come in and just meet people. So
it seems like you got that. You got it down already, Billy. My gosh. Yeah, Decor kind of, I mean, it's kind of crazy because like I oftentimes think about, you know, the small towns, you know, even in Minnesota, like, or I should say smaller towns like Winona, right? And how much industry is there? Or like Red Wing. Like ice skates and the Red Wing Shoe Company and Rydell, like the football helmet. Like all this, it's like, what?
Red Wing.
Like,
I haven't been to Red Wing, but I've been to Winona. And Winona, you know, they've got Fastenal.
They got Fastenal, which is like
they've
huge.
They've got RTP, which is a plastic plant.
They have the
Wind Corp or something. They do all the...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
T-shirts,
yep. And then the fire
craft,
Windcraft, and then the
Windcraft,
and then like the fireplace company. There's a fireplace company there. I forgot which one, but it's like, wow, like these are like truly like hidden gems of like.
You know who's there? That's pretty cool. Watkins Corp.
Watkins Corp. Yeah, they have that beautiful building.
See their building. Nice.
Oh my gosh, I love that building.
Yeah, I mean that town when it starts to regenerate, it's gonna be. Crazy, because it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah, right along the Mississippi.
And that falls into the Driftless area. It's northeast Iowa, southeast Wisconsin, or southeast Minnesota, and then southwest Wisconsin. So, I mean, it's pretty. There's a lot of recreational stuff, and that's really the big attraction. You know, people come from all over Iowa to come to Decorah. And it's not just for the beer. It's for the trails. It's for the hiking. Yeah. It's for the outdoors. You know, and I've got a good friend that I've just recently, you know, one of my friends introduced me to him. He runs the Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. So he knows all these nice little areas and these habitats. He takes me out to them, and I'm like, this is cool, man. You
know, that's
like,
really cool.
Yeah. I didn't know what a sandhill crane was until he pointed it out, and now I see him all the time.
And now you can point that out to, you know, people that come and visit you.
Yeah.
Gosh, impressive.
So Decor is like, what, 2 hours south of here?
It's an hour and 20 minutes from Rochester. Not that far. So you just head down towards Preston, Harmony, take a right, boom, you're there.
So how'd you end up in Rochester?
How did I get up here? I drove up here. So actually I called Bucky about that property, and then I was like, yeah, let's meet. So, you know, and I had seen some of his other stuff and called him on a listing, so I was familiar with him. Because I had a potential, you know, investor that was looking to buy.
So how'd you find Bucky, or how'd you see him or hear of him?
Oh, I had a guy call me about property management, and I was like, well, I will only help you if you use me as an agent to buy and manage, which then I sent him the report. He got an email. He's like, hey, I'm interested in this. I called Bucky. Bucky's like, yeah, it's probably, you know, going to be sold pretty soon, so. Pulled the numbers and sent it to my client, and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But you know, my first connection with him was probably 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, and here we are today.
Yeah,
and it's pretty cool because like how this all was put together was like quick.
And I have my Minnesota license. I have my Iowa real estate and broker's license. Eventually, I'd like to get my Minnesota broker's license as well.
Yeah, for sure. And you're with EXP, right?
It's Exit.
Exit. Sorry,
Exit Realty Hawkeye. So
Exit Realty Hawkeye. Yeah, That's awesome. That's awesome. So, you know, so you have these, and you're going to get your broker's license. Have you done much in Minnesota yet?
I haven't done a single deal.
Well, it doesn't.
I'm not in a rush to do a ton of deals in Minnesota. More so Decorah.
Decorah. Well, yeah. I mean, so I know my dad was in the business for 40 years, and he always told me, Nick, whatever, doesn't matter what you go into, but just know your market really, really well.
Yep.
And I think that's what we really pride ourselves in too, just like what you're doing, Billy, in Decorah, is like, we know Rochester really, really, really well. We've been here for 40 years or over 40 years.
Really
now.
Well.
And so it's like, and like, you know, we were talking about earlier before we went on, but like almost everybody in our group is like born and raised in Rochester. So
yeah,
I think that's really, really important. And so, you know, going down to Decorah, you got to call Billy up because Billy already knows, even though he's only been there for a short time, he already knows everything, I think, it seems like anyways, everything you need to know about Decorah right now. So
yeah, it all starts with the industry. Industry and what, you know, pulls people to the community and what provides jobs and, you know, the vitality of the overall community and the health of it. So
have you seen, I kind of want to talk a little bit more about Decorah too. Like, have there been any like recent, I don't know, studies or has there been any recent information about like the direction that Decorah is going or where they see population and industry and all this stuff? Is there anything like that out there?
I have not looked at it. I mean, they're always trying to grow.
Yeah. I guess like
and maintain. And I can't speak for the city of Decorah or for like the chamber or, you know, go Decorah, but I mean, they're just trying to attract people to the community.
Any big deals happened down there recently?
Big deals. Well, I'd say that the fund that's coming up is a big deal. They're basically buying multiple buildings downtown and trying to raise, I think it's like 10 or 15 million bucks to rebuild, kind of, you know, change it up a little bit. And if you read the newspaper, there is some conversation about like, what is commercial real estate today? Mm-hmm. You know, like, is a clothing store relevant? Well, I think it is. It's just, you got to make the model right. Lululemon does great. Oh, they do. Right?
Yeah, they kill
you got
it.
Those ABC pants on.
Yeah.
You paid full price for them.
Yeah.
That's what you got to create.
Yeah. I mean, and that's
you got to separate yourself from the bunch.
This is a pop-up shop. And like, I, you know, we've talked about this, you're kind of going in a little different direction, but like, you know, the what's happening to retail. You know, I went to the ICSC conference in Las Vegas. Bucky did too. I don't know. It was a month ago or something, 2 months ago. It doesn't matter. But like, one of the seminars that I went to was just like how retail is changing. And we've been talking about this for a while. And they're saying how, you know, retail's still going to be there, right? Like, you're going to need to have that retail because people still like me too, like, you know, touching, feeling, trying it on. It might just be on like a smaller scale. And I think we're seeing that like with office too.
Yep.
People still want to have an office, a place to go to, because I think even through the pandemic, I know oftentimes we hear about how people like working from home and blah, blah, blah. And like, maybe sure, but not everybody. And like, I think we're seeing that because people are coming back to offices. They already have, right? It just might be on a smaller scale. They might not need as much space. So it was really interesting, like with retail, it's like, yeah, like, sure, you have vacancies, you have this, you have that, but I truly do believe that it's going to come back because people want to do those things. People want to go to a store. People want to go to a restaurant. I don't want to eat at home. If, you know, you go to a restaurant to experience it, right? You go to a store to have the experience.
That's just it, Nick. Retail, restaurants, what do you hear about?
Yeah.
Destination. Or oh, we went to this place. You know, I think of, I guess it's South. I went to a place in Missouri. It was on the diners driving through. They threw the rolls. You know, they come out with the cart with the hot rolls. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted one, you raise your hand and they launch it across. It's things like that.
Yeah.
The uniqueness of wanting to go somewhere. I think with the office, you know, you got the traditional cubicles. Well, let's make office more like home. Like maybe see here.
Yeah.
You know, where you can stand up and play a game of ping pong on your break or, you know, grab a bite to eat and hang out. And maybe you stay a little later because it's a little cozier than an old school cubicle.
Yeah, I got my start in sales selling cameras. And that camera store no longer exists, Creepcore camera. I love that, man. And every day I was trying to find a way out of there, though. I was like, you had wealthy people come in, and I'm like, what do? Where do you work? I actually had a gal do that to me this morning at Starbucks, and I was like, here's my card. You'd be really good at real estate. You should consider it. Because she's like, what do you do? How's your day? What are you doing today? I'm like, working. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, working. I was like, here's my card. You're good at asking questions. I mean,
yeah.
She was intrigued.
Yep.
I don't know if it was the truck, if it was me, but she's looking for a way out of there. And what she's doing is fine. It's part of the process, yeah, right? Like,
it is.
Part of the process. Like, if you can show up and do a good job, you got a good start.
Showing up.
But going back to commercial real estate, I mean, I think a lot of people think commercial real estate, malls. Yeah. The reality is, I bet the lion's share of commercial real estate is not even office buildings. It's warehouses. It's industrial, manufacturing. You want your stuff. Guess what? You need to have a facility to produce your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a really interesting point, because going back to like more seminar stuff, I went to one, it was last year, and Bucky was actually on the panel. It was with the Minnesota Real Estate Journal, and Bucky was on the panel up in Minneapolis, and it was all young professionals, which was really cool. And it was hilarious because they all of them said, the moderator asked, like, what's your favorite type of real estate and what do you think is the best form of real estate? And all of them said industrial warehouse, and Bucky said everything.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's crazy, but it's partially because of, I think you're right, Billy. I think what you're alluding to is like, there's not a whole lot of it. And even here in Rochester, we're seeing that. I know Matt and I, we have a client who's currently working on building 20,000 square feet of industrial warehouse. It's so badly needed. Like the amount of calls that we get, and it could be anything from, oh, I need 2,000 square feet to 10,000 square feet. And we just,
or more,
we just don't have it. And I think a lot of markets are feeling very,
so if you've got the capital, I mean, you could literally approach someone like us and say, I've got capital, I want to build this. And that's what we can go help you do.
Right.
You just find the people, the industry, let us approach them, say, we'll build the suit, sign a 5-year lease.
Boom. I know, we're connectors, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge part of our job is connectors.
Catalyst.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you as an investor know what you're looking for. Maybe you don't know what you're looking for. Talk to us.
Yep.
If you're talking to a well-connected, high-caliber agent, they're going to be able to connect you and quote, connect the dots for you.
It's who you know, right? It's who you know, and it's how well you're connected to the community and the people that are doing business.
Yeah.
And not even that. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity with people that are just trying to get started, too. I know that's something that we've really focused on, too, Billy, is like the small business owner that's just, or the small office user or whatever, the small retail user, whatever it might be, because we firmly believe that everybody has to start somewhere, just like you, just like me, just like Matt. Mm-hmm. We all got to start somewhere, whatever we do. Yeah, and we would all love to be able to be in that grand place or start at that awesome job or whatever it might be, but we all have to start somewhere. And in real estate, we found a lot of success in helping out with, I'll call it the smaller person, because they need someplace to go too. And then what we see is we watch their journey and we watch how they grow and how their business grows. And then it's like, oh, remember when you started off with like a 300 square foot single office? Now we're looking at 2,000 square foot of office space. Oh, now you don't want to lease anymore because you have a big enough business where you want to buy a building. Bam. We sold you a building now.
Yeah.
And that's been really fun to watch. And, you know, that's been something that I think has the smaller guy and gal have been neglected, I think, unfortunately. But it's something that we've really taken it to heart and said, gosh, no, like we got to help them too, which has been like a really fun thing to do, because you get to, that's the other thing I love about real estate. I love being around people and I love like, on learning about them and figuring out where they want to go. And our job then, like you said, as a catalyst, we're here to help them get to where they want to be, right?
Yeah.
It's super cool. I don't know.
I love it. I don't know how many times I've answered the phone and somebody's just said, oh yeah, I've called. You're the first person that's called me back.
Oh yeah,
because I think
and that's that's how I've picked up management stuff. Is they're getting the owner on the phone, and I give them a quote on the phone that minute. They're like, "What's your rate? Here's my rate. Here's what you're gonna, you know, here's a copy of my management agreement. You get to see it." That goes a long way. Mm-hmm. If you're too busy, you're not gonna grow. If you can't pick up the phone, you're done growing. If you're mad when someone calls you and inconveniences you, and you just, you know, you're like, I'm busy.
Yep.
You either need to hire somebody, or you're done growing.
Yeah, I think that's very wise, and I would agree with you.
And there's
100%.
That's fine. You don't have to grow. Like if you're capped, and that's what you want. That's great. Just let people know you're busy.
Yep. That's exactly right. Well, I think we're coming up on 30 minutes here, so that went really quick. Billy, what? Any last words? How do we get a hold of you? I mean, you're becoming Mr. Decora, so, you know, how do we get a hold of you? If people are looking, call this guy.
You can reach me by just typing in Billy Connor, CONNOR.com, and then it'll take you directly to me. You can also call me on my cell phone, which is 563-920-7362. Again, that's 563-920-7362.
And he will pick up.
I'll pick up, and if I don't, text me and I will respond or leave me a voicemail. I mean, I'm busy. I get a lot of phone calls, but you know, if you tell me what you got going on and what you need, and I will call you back. So Northeast Iowa, Decora, which is Winnesee County, Waukon, Allamakee County, Cresco, Howard County.
Hampton?
That is Chickasaw. New Hampton's in Chickasaw County.
Hey, but something new. This is great. This is even a geography lesson.
You know, in sales, I have these conversations with people about their territories, and they don't know what counties they cover. If you're in sales, please know the counties you cover, because you need to know your territory. So that's my word of wisdom.
Perfect parting words.
Counties matter.
Territory, knowing it matters.
Well, perfect. Well, I think we're about ready to wrap up. Billy, thanks a lot for being on the podcast today. Everybody out there, once again, if interested in Iowa at all, give this man a call. He's the real deal.
Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, guys.